A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 23. Now when the Pharisees gathered to him with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands properly, holding to the tradition of the elders, and when they came from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." And he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and, 'Whoever reviles the father or the mother must surely die.' But you say, 'If a man tells his father or his mother, whatever you have gained from me is korban, that is, given to God,' then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And many such things you do." And he called the people to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand, there is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him." And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable, "Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart but his stomach, and is expelled?" Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Glenn Thomas, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, De Pere, Missouri.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God which engages us is Mark 7, verses 6 and 7. "And he," Jesus, "said to them, 'Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" Thus far the text. Dear friends in Christ, externally, the Pharisees and scribes in our text were exemplary. They were obeying hundreds and hundreds of rules and regulations. These extra rules and regulations were added to God's law over hundreds of years and were referred to as a fence around the law of God. They were added in order to keep people from even coming close to breaking God's law. From rules about the Sabbath to rules about ceremonial washing, the Pharisees and scribes were very concerned about the external actions of God's people. Externally, they were exemplary. But internally, it was a different story. Jesus condemns the Pharisees and scribes as being hypocrites, just actors. He quotes the prophet Isaiah in describing them as people who honor him with their lips, but their heart is far from him. In other words, their external behavior was exemplary, but their hearts were anything but exemplary. We would be hypocrites if we said that our hearts were always near him. Like the Pharisees and scribes, we are concerned with external behavior. In fact, we might even like to impress people with how we keep all of the rules and regulations. Externally, we can be exemplary just like the Pharisees and the scribes. But internally, in our hearts, we too can be far from our God at times. Our hearts can be turned away from God and toward our own desires so often, with coveting, lusting, anger, and bitterness, far from what God would desire. Fortunately for us, God's heart is not far from us. With God, there is no difference between his heart and his external actions. And his external actions testify to his love for you and for me. So great is his love for us that he gave what was most precious to him, his beloved Son, for us. And this beloved Son voluntarily gave his life so that we might be pure in the sight of God, both externally and internally, so that our sin might be sent far away from us and God might bring us near to him once again, not only now, but for eternity. As Paul writes, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting men's sins against them. As God's people, who have been brought near to him, we pray for his continued working in our lives through word and sacrament, daily drawing us closer to him, daily creating in us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit within us, daily removing the divide between our hearts and our external actions. And we have his promise that he who began this good work in us will bring it to completion on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. May God so grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Glenn Thomas for today's meditation on God's Word.